and the arrangement was that I would admit patients into one of the beds that I had at Battle Hospital, and he would operate on them, and they would then come back to my beds. This meant that the orthopaedic department's overcrowded beds didn't get further overcrowded, and that we would be able to get reasonable numbers of hip replacements done. And that worked very well, but the trouble was it became too popular. And after about a year or 18 months, we found that we had a waiting list that was itself likely to be a year or longer long. And this was really very worrying, and we found it very difficult indeed to do anything about it. But then another orthopaedic surgeon was appointed, a man who is as well known for being a musician as for being an orthopaedic surgeon, Arthur Thiemann, plays the saxophone and plays it beautifully. And he sort of joined the team, as it were, and began doing not only hip replacements, but knee replacements. And this worked very well indeed, but of course again, the waiting list increased because people sent us people for needing hip replacements and knee replacements from all over the place, all over the country. And we worked like mad to keep that list down, but it was a quite impossible task.
And what are your impressions of how changes in the National Health Service have affected the treatment of diabetes?
Well, I suppose one great thing, of course, when I was a lad, and up till 1948, my parents were having to spend a lot of money buying insulin. And it cost a lot of money.
Can you remember how much?
I can't remember how much, I'm afraid, but I do know that my mother was extremely relieved when the health service came in 1948 and this ceased to be a fairly considerable household expense. I can't give you any figures at all. I'm sure you could get those figures, but I have no notion. So that, I think, was an enormous improvement, and I can well remember meeting, for example, a very nice little